Hey everybody, a happy Monday to you. It is your daily thought here on Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Picking John Gordon's brain. His little Mindset Monday post came out, and this is over on Twitter X. I'll also put it on my Facebook page too. But it's Mindset Monday, hashtag Mindset Monday. Five things to do this week. Attack each day with positive, contagious enthusiasm. Stay positive. Be thankful. Learn, improve, and grow, and bring out the best in others. Okay, this is a fired up mindset, quick hitting little things that we can do every day. We can do, you know, one a day, another one tomorrow. We're getting better every time we do something like this, you guys, right? When we attack each day with positive, contagious enthusiasm, nobody else might notice, but if we're around people, typically having that positive enthusiasm. Remember, Walt Whitman, or one of the guys a long time ago, mentioned nothing great ever gets accomplished without enthusiasm. Okay, it's one of those things that we can choose to have that, even if we don't feel like it. We can choose to have it to help us get through the day, to help us think better, right? Zero in on things we got to get done. But again, people do notice, and they might get turned off by it, but that's okay. It helps us, right? Staying positive. Remember, positive attitude isn't rose-colored glasses and everything is, you know, puppy dogs and ice cream and long walks in the park, right? A positive attitude helps you get through difficult things. It does not say that there's no problems in the world. It does not say that we ignore problems. I'm just going to keep smiling and keep thinking wonderful thoughts. I mean, it's great. It's good stuff. But I think having a positive attitude is a realistic attitude, is a realistic outlook that, hey, I can solve and get through troubles that I'm going to face every day a heck of a lot better with a positive attitude than a negative one, right? And even the most pessimistic people in the world, if they don't understand that one, then, and I know people like that, that whenever we start talking about positivity, they always took that approach of thinking that, you know, it's denial, it's pretending that nothing bad is out there, right? And that's not the case at all. But staying positive can help you get through those moments, right? Where you learn and you pick yourself up and you accomplish things despite the negativity and the bad stuff happening around you. That gratitude. Number three, be thankful, right? Go and take a gratitude walk. That's a big one for me, is walking around in the morning, listening to podcasts, looking at pictures on our fridge. I start my day off. We've got, you know, our family, my family, my wife's family, pictures of my wife and I when we first met in college. Man, do I lean on those, you know, to remind myself where I'm at. You know, picture of our dog. Just the whole gratitude kind of helps you reframe what you're looking at for the day, right? Learn, improve, and grow. I pride myself, and it's been like this ever since I can remember, of looking forward to the day to go do something, to accomplish something, to learn something, to find out something, right? And if I'm surrounding myself with people and music and books and podcasts and my regular daily reading in the morning, I've already accomplished something right off the bat, right? I've already accomplished something. And, you know, this morning it was before 7:30 in the morning and it was great. It kind of gets my day going in a great direction. So learn, improve, and grow. Find those things that fire you up and keep going after them. You know, find out that burn that's inside of you, right? The reason why you do what you do. And why you're going after the things you're going after. You know, it's definitely passion's part of it, right? Purpose is part of it. But that burn inside, it's just always there. You know, it's just always there that you're going after something great and it's bigger than yourself. That's a big thing too, right? Learn, improve, and grow in those directions with the relationships that you have around you. And the last one, bring out the best in others, right? Bring out the best in others. You can be a difference maker for others, you guys, and no matter what you do in life, the world needs more of it, number one. But what you get back, and this is not why you do it, but what you get back is so much more valuable because the relationships you develop, the help that you get from other people, the things that you learn and grow with, you would have never learned, right, if you didn't connect with those people to help them and try to bring out the best in others, encourage them, right? And it's not always easy because there's a lot of people that don't want that, and you just move on. I mean, you just find somebody else to connect with, and you keep encouraging, keep being nice, keep being respectful, right? Keep lifting others up if you can, but sometimes they won't like it, and that's fine. Just have them, wish them a good day and move on, right? So I like this Mindset Monday, hashtag Mindset Monday. That's what the title is going to be for this one. And, just some good stuff, just some good little reminders. Find your own little niche of this, you guys. Find your own little connection to each of these 5 points. And there's others too, okay? But that's what helps us get through the day, okay? All right, you guys, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See ya.